So how did you do with the Guess the Composer competition? That was an Andante in E-flat major by the 22-year-old Sibelius. Volker Grasbeck was the pianist. Well, sitting opposite me is the man who wins the Radio 3 wooden spoon for suggesting it was Duke Ellington. Could that be a joke, I wonder? It's quarter to midnight, it's Tuesday, it's time for the first of this week's Late Junctions with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you very much, John. Well, welcome to this small but exquisitely formed and compact version of Late Junction.
Thank you.
Mexico by Nancy Elizabeth, and before that, Free Walk by Melt Yourself Down. And that's just two of the acts who will be featuring on our stage on for Lake Junction at Latitude in the Lavish Lounge. And if you're there next weekend, you'll be seeing acts like that. And if you're not, well, just listen to Lake Junction next week, and we'll be bringing you the joys of Latitude, live sets from our stage, exclusive sessions from the BBC truck, and many an inconsequential chat from around the site, no doubt. Plus, we'll be in close contact with Six Music, who have a mighty stage of their own, including acts like Kraftwerk and Calexico. Now, at last, out on CD is Chris Thiele from the Punch Brothers playing Bach partitas. Here he is with the Allemande from Partita No. 1 in B minor. Thank you.
Kentucky.
Prelude, Interlude. It's from Sleep, an attempt at trying by Arturus Bumsteinus, originally broadcast on Deutschlandradio Kultur. And the piece is all about insomnia. The main sound material came from Arturus' own sleeping aid and relaxation tapes. Obviously, he doesn't listen to Late Junction, obviously enough. This next piece was recorded at Les Enfants Chavirés, an experimental music venue just outside Paris in February 2011, and it turned out to be Lol Coxhill's final gig in France. This is Last Duet 4, a 10-minute conversation between the two soprano saxophones of Lol Coxhill and Michel Doneda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last Duet 4, performed by Lowell Coxhill and Michel Doneda, both on soprano sax at the peak of their powers. Lowell played extraordinary, beautiful music just like that, virtually right up until his dying day, almost exactly a year ago. Last month, another great left us, Bobby Blue Bland, whom I proclaimed the finest blues soul singer ever on a recent Late Junction. This is no time to disagree.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church.
Can't beat those old records. Recorded around 1929, that was Les Bleus Prisons, featuring the voice and accordion of Louisiana Creole musician Amédée Adouin, grandson of slaves and often called the father of Cajun and Zydeco music. More news of Lake Junction at Latitude tomorrow, and I'll leave you tonight with a piece by sonic pioneer Daphne Oram. Her music will feature on our stage in the lavish lounge at Latitude, when electronica duo Walls continue their exploration of the Oram tape archive that began earlier this year as a Lake Junction collaboration session. But first, it's Graham Fitkin's 50th birthday this year. Here and Now is celebrating with a concert of his works on Saturday. But here's our nod to Graham Fitkin. Piano piece, late 89. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once more to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Today I'm starting at the 2012 Hindskal Festival in Denmark with a concert by the Modigliani Quartet, four young Frenchmen who've been playing together for a decade now. They're on familiar territory with the Debussy Quartet in 25 minutes or so, but first, here's the Quartet No. 3 in E-flat by a composer we usually introduce as the Spanish Mozart. Juan Crisóstomo de Arriaga was born 50 years to the day after Mozart, so the nickname is inevitable, perhaps. But once you've heard this quartet, how about the Spanish Schubert? Look out especially for the second movement, which plumbs some remarkable depths. Was ever a pastoral more misleadingly named?
Thank you.
the extraordinary String Quartet No. 3 by Ariaga. Debussy was a young child in the traumatic aftermath of the Franco-Prussian War of 1870, when the siege of Paris and the Commune enveloped the city. Even two decades on, the Parisian love-hate relationship with German musical culture persisted. On the pro-German side, there were many French chamber music societies that presented the string quartets of Haydn, Mozart and Beethoven. And for one such society in 1893, Debussy composed the work the Modigliani Quartet plays next, his string quartet in G minor.